Sometimes you get up in the morning, your body don't want to pray. Sometimes you get up on Sunday morning and you think, I don't want to go to church. All the time you get up, you see the Bible laying there. Most of us got it on our phones and pay it. I don't want to read the Bible. That's somebody else talking. But you press. I don't care. I do not care how I feel. This is about who I am. I got to take time to feed on the word. I got to see what the Lord has to say to me for today. He is my life. He will give me direction for this very day. I don't know what lies ahead of me, but he's already gone into my future. Anybody here? He already have gone into my future and prepared the road that I'm going to travel on this day, and he already know, and he will lead me through this day in victory. Hallelujah. For I have this resurrection power operating in my spirit. Hallelujah. So I press on towards the goal. To win the heavenly prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. All of us. He said, the one who are mature, pursuing spiritual perfection. Hallelujah. I had enough disappointments in my life. What about you? I had enough failures that I don't want to repeat them again. Hallelujah. So I'm pressing on because I found out in this resurrection life, the more I press into it, the better it becomes. More efficient I live, and the less trouble I experience. Anybody here? That's why I'm pressing on. I don't care about the persecution. I don't care about the thing they say, because I already know, and I exercise my right. There's no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I stop it. I want to press on, because the more I press into it, the freer I am, and the greater joy I experience, and the greater power that flows. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So I know you have to take the babies, and this is what we have to do, even in a setting like this, and people that are viewing us. You have different people that at different level of maturity in the Lord. You want to make sure the babies get the milk of the word, because if you give them all strong meat, Paul said they'll choke on it. But you got to know, are y'all listening to me? No matter what age you are in the Lord, what level of maturity that you are in the Lord. But for the babies, you say, well, I done messed up so much. Well, that's why you got parents. Because you know, baby, they mess the diapers. They do everything. Eat anything, off anything. You find it on the floor, it doesn't matter. They'll put it in the mouth. Right? So you got to feed babies the milk of the word. Let them know it's okay, baby. Amen. You messed up. God still loves you.
Yes.
He's still working with you.
Yes.
He's going to take care of you.
Yes.
That's why he got me in your life.
Yes.
So you can, so you can be directed in the right way to go.
Yes.
So you don't make bad choices, because I know you're not quite old enough to make choices for yourself. So he put peoples in your life to help you to make choices. So when you grow up, but I want to talk to some mature people just a little bit this morning. Anybody here? Hallelujah.
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 And when you're mature, you taste something that you didn't taste when you was a baby.
Yeah.
But you know how babies are. I remember, see how we're doing. Hallelujah. I remember we moved to Coweta, Oklahoma. I remember this. And we had 5 children. And we had Leon and Bobby living with us at the time. They hadn't found their apartment, so we was all living in the same house. We all worked together for the same boss man. Amen. I found his ad in the paper, and he hired me, and I told him about them. He hired them. So we worked that weekend. You know, when money's tight and stuff, you know, when you, it was stuff was tight. We had to believe God for every penny we got. And didn't know how to bleed too well, but we bleed best we knew how. That's okay, ain't it? And so we worked that week. We had a pretty good work week. So they suggested, said, let's kind of celebrate. Let's order pizza tonight. See, I knew what, I hadn't had too many, but I knew what they were. My kid never heard of a pizza before. So we ordered the pizza. Got back and they looked at it and said, I don't want that, look nasty. And Leon just kept on, you know Leon. I'm telling him, leave him alone. Because I'm thinking, if you let him alone, I have more to eat for myself. I don't know if I was thinking right, but that's what I thought. All right. He kept on and kept on. I'm just talking about babies. You gotta direct them, cause they don't really know what's good for them. And I'm not saying peace is so good. I'm not saying that, but I'm making a point here. So he just kept on messing around, and one of them tasted, and we couldn't. After that, we couldn't hardly get a piece of that. So I'm not, you have to direct babies. That's my point. And make sure they are fed, because they don't know what's good or bad. Because they are not at the age of maturity to make decisions for themselves. Hallelujah. But I want to talk to you in the closing this today. And that's the first closing, okay? It's about time mature saints get to a place that you don't have to punch and pull on them. Hallelujah. It ought not to be so hard to get a praise out of you when you know how good God been to you. When you have, are y'all in the house? When you have experienced something that the younger believer haven't experienced. See, my wife and I know some things. We experienced some things. I mean, when we didn't know where the next meal really was coming from, we didn't know what we were going to do. I remember it, and somehow, I don't know, we didn't know what we were going to do that next for the next meal. And somehow here come a letter with $40 in it.
Hallelujah.
We didn't know where it was coming from.
All right.